A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ayin Gimel, Psachim 73a, pagination page 145. The last quarter of the page must be about 12 lines up. The first word on the line is Hachai, and then there's the two dots where we begin. Shachta v'noda, we're referring to words from the Mishnah, which we will address in a moment. First, let's do what the Gemara statement is. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Amar Rav, the name of Rav, Asham. If you have a sin offering called an Asham, certain type of sin offering, a korban, shenitak l'ri'iya, that was already detached, it was designated to go to graze. In other words, circumstances dictated that it would no longer be brought as a korban. Rashi tells us, Shemesu Bailov, because the owner died, Onischapru Ba'acher, or achieved his atonement with a different karban before this one was brought, and therefore this one is in limbo. So the halacha is that you put it out to graze, and if the animal gets a mum, a blemish, that would invalidate it as a karban, so now that it can't be a karban, you could sell it and use its money for a karban ola, for the general, more generic type of karban that's brought on the Mizbeach. Doesn't have to be associated with a sin or with the specific owners. The leftovers of the Asham become an Ola, a general offering. So what happened was that it was designated for grazing, v'shachto stam, and the way it's presented over here, is that they shecht it without any particular intent. Kasher la'ola, it defaults as a carbon ola, it's kasher. And the Gemara says, Alma kasavar, if that's the way you word it, it becomes apparent, lo bo'i akira, that you are not requiring uprooting its name and giving it a new name. In other words, the carbon, we all know, is going to end up, hopefully, as a carbonola. The animal itself will eventually get a blemish, a mum. We're going to sell it. We're going to use the money, buy a different carbon, and make that carbon into an ola. If you were to bring this animal, while it's still status as an asham, but it lost its owner, or it lost its sinful owner, and you shecht it as a carbon ola, it would also, it's anyway going as an ola, the leftovers go as an ola, it would be good as an ola. The question over here is that the wording was v'shechto stam, and you shecht it without any particular intent to uproot it from being the sin offering asham, and to make it into the ola, the general offering. And even though you did not uproot its name, you didn't do a status change, it works as a carbon ola. And that the Gemara considers to be a very big chiddush. Drop down to the end of the page, one line up, middle of the line. Eisvi Rav Chista l'Rav Huna. Rav Chista asked Rav Huna, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah was an Ayin Aleph Amid Beis at the end, 71b, the last lines. Shachto, if you shecht the Karban Pesach, v'noda shamashchu b'aylem es yadam, and then you find out that the owner had pulled out. There are no owners. They decided to take a different animal. They pulled out. So the Mishnah was discussing the status of such an action, such a shechita, regarding Shabbos. And we were told that you're potter from the sin offering of a Shabbos violation because at the time you did it, you're not a shogeg. It's not inadvertent. There was no way you could have anticipated that people who until now wanted a carbon had pulled out without telling you. And therefore, the Mishnah was specifically talking about whether you need atonement for the Shabbos violation. Let's turn on to the next page. V'tani Allah, but we have a Braisa taking that case of the Mishnah one step further, and it tells us, Bichol ki haigavna, had this happened during the week, where you can burn an invalid karbon, yisarif miyad, you would bring the animal immediately to be burnt. In other words, it's such a significant intrinsic violation in the type of Karban Pesach that there's no owner, that you could burn it right away and you don't have to wait until it expires as if it's kind of a good Karban and you would wait for the morning. You could burn it right away. It's totally no good. It doesn't have an owner. Iamrit bishlama bo iakira. If you tell me that to change the status of an animal from, let's say, Asham to Ola needs an act to uproot it, so then I understand why this is Yisarif Miyad, you burn it right away, because there's something very intrinsic wrong, because it's not a Karban Pesach. It just doesn't work as a Karban Pesach. Hai Pesachu, v'kem edelesle bailim, it has no owner, havale psula begufo, it doesn't work as a Karban Pesach, so you burn it right away because it's a very intrinsic invalidation. But if you tell me that something does not need to be uprooted, like the text that we saw, that Asham can become an Ola even by Shachto Stam, even when you shecht it without any particular intent, so Mereisha Havale Shlamim, it becomes a Shlamim. It becomes a general voluntary offering. Same concept that it's defaulting as something that has less criteria. Just like an asham had certain criteria. It has to have an owner who did a sin. So a Pesach has criteria. It has to be people who still need a Karban Pesach. But if you don't have those criteria, it should bottom out at the default type karban. In the case of the asham, it becomes an ola. In the case of a pesach, it becomes shlamim. Pesula mishamai, why is it pasul at all? Why can't you eat it as a shlamim? Mishum davar acher, the reason it's pasul, I understand. The kashachit le'achar tamid shebeinu arbayim, because you're shechting it after the tamid. And only the pesach is allowed to be shecht after the daily tamid. If you shecht a shlamim after the tamid, it's a violation of an assay of hashlama, and you're not allowed to eat it, but ibr tzura bayi, but you would have to wait until the end of its time, until it expires, before you actually burn it. Tanya zaklal, here's the rule. Kol she psula bigufa yisarif miyad. If it's intrinsic, the karban just isn't going to work, so then you burn it right away. Bidamu vavailim to ubat tzuraso. If the problem is more of an external type of problem, then you have to wait till it expires via Tzileves HaSreifa, and then you bring it out. So according to what you told me, that a carbon could change status, why doesn't this carbon Pesach become a Shlomim? And I grant you that it's not a kosher carbon, because it was brought after the daily Tamid, but it's not so bad that you should be allowed to burn it right away. You should have to wait till it expires. You let time take its impact, and then you would burn it. Ela, rather, lo tema shachto stam kasher lushamola. Do not read the text of that brisa that you shecht it plain and it's kasher as an ola. Ela ema shachto lusham ola kasher. It's only if you specifically shecht it as a carbon ola that it's kasher. Alma ba'i akira. The Gemara says you do need to uproot its original status as an asham and make it into an ola. And that's indeed the way the Rambam words it in Perek Dalet of Psulei Mikdashim Halacha Tes Vav. Kol asham shenitak l'ri'iya, if you have an asham that's already been designated for grazing because the owner has been atoned for or died, he has no need, he has no use, he has no ability to bring the carbon. Imekrivo ola kosher. If you bring it as an ola, then it's kosher. And that's this wording because we revised the statement based on the proof from the brisa, because if you don't do akira, it will not bottom out, so to speak, as the more generic carbon, you do need to uproot it from its specific status, be it Asham or Pesach, and reassign it in its new status. Yashikoach, have a great day.